every single Tuesday. I love catching up with experts who give us a little bit of a deep dive into how to practice more self-care. Now, this week, I am catching up with none other than the queen of skincare herself, aka the skin nerd, Jennifer Rock, on Self-Care on the Hub.
The Hub's Self-Care
with Louise Clark
on iRadio.
I'm absolutely thrilled to be having a chat with Jennifer Rock. Of course, we know you and love you for teaching us all about skincare. Thank you so much for joining me for Self-Care on the Hub on iRadio. It's great to be talking to you.
Love it. And I was just complimenting your skin before we went live. So yes, I think you could actually do the slot yourself, to be fair, Louise.
I don't know about that, but I think definitely social media helps us a lot, because I think before COVID, you know, I probably used maybe just a simple type of foaming wash on my face. And then I started learning all about, you know, what you should put on your face and what you shouldn't. And I think the older you get as well, the more you want to try and look after your skin. So that's why I wanted to have a chat to you, because there's so much information out there. We could spend hours and hours on reels and TikToks and the whole lot. But if you're somebody who, you know, you just want to kind of introduce yourself slowly into maybe making sure that you're cleansing your skin. And if you did want to possibly use an active or two, you know, where should we begin?
I think you're so right, though. I think the skincare sector for me has been a passion project for, oh goodness, most of my life. So like nearly three decades at this stage. But it is so confusing, and it's only thankfully growing and growing in popularity and interest. But as a result of that, there's lots of misinformation and sometimes confusion out there. And you've hit the nail on the head. I genuinely think that cleansing is probably the least sexiest thing to discuss, because people like the elixir of youth and eye creams and all sorts of, you know, promises for youth. But cleansing really is step one, genuinely. And I always say to people, if they want to talk about serums and so on, I say, are you cleansing and are you SPFing? And if you're doing those, are kind of your bookends to skin health, then yes, everything else you qualify to do. But if you're not doing that properly, then, you know, let's get that right first. So essentially, cleansing is every morning and every evening. And I actually was only on television recently speaking about this, and the presenter was horrified. Like, what do you have to cleanse in the morning? Like, it's already busy enough. And it really can be so quick. So a simple cream cleanser, I actually divide cleansing into two categories. Okay. So a passive eye cleanse, which is something that's really calming. You keep hearing this word barrier repair, basically just really respecting the skin, not being too aggressive with it. And then the other end of the spectrum is something that we call actives, as you said. So that means you're bringing in something like glycolic acid or lactic acid or salicylic acid. Now, the word acid still terrifies people. And in a sense, you're almost right to be slightly cautious of it, because if you do too much acid-based products, you will actually contradict where you're trying to take away too much from the skin. So you actually cause yourself a vicious cycle. So I'll give you an example. I love an ingredient called salicylic acid. Anyone that has a spot ever should love this ingredient. It's pretty much for most people, unless you're pregnant or allergic to aspirin. But it's an amazing ingredient that really calms down spots, or those little bumps that you get under the skin. They're actually more annoying than the spot that comes up and out. But that ingredient is amazing to bring into a cleansing regime. Why would I bring it into a cleanser? If you think about it, your cleanser is only on your skin for what? I would like to say 60 seconds, but I'd say most probably admit that it's like 20, 30 seconds you're washing your face for, which means you're getting an acid, which is an active, which has a true focus or a purpose, but for a very short space of time. Yeah. So your salicylic acid-based cleanser, bit of a mouthful. It's an amazing cleanser because it'll wash and do everything a cleanser should, but that key ingredient inside will really dissolve any blackheads, breakouts, extra oiliness. So using that maybe every second or third night is it's just, I was going to say the dream, that's slightly dramatic, but it's definitely something to consider. I mean, I personally can't do without salicylic acid. I am a walking, talking hormone. Doesn't matter how good verticomas my skincare is, I have to look after my skin, because inside out, hormones just like to secrete and I get lots of oils. So yeah, definitely salicylic acid. But there's lots of other options for those that don't have oily skin too.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I've often read online, you know, that you should, like you have loads of pairs of shoes, you should possibly have a couple of different cleansers on the go as well. Because, you know, it's nice to, I love a BAM cleanser. Then, you know, you might have like just your ordinary cleanser. And like, is it a good idea to invest in a couple of them?
Yeah, fair question. So first, the first one I'd consider, if I haven't got a cleanser to hand, or perhaps I've been a micellar water person or a wipe, or just didn't know what to do to cleanse. So I think back to our grandparents' age, they just didn't. It wasn't part and parcel. Now it's every TikTok, as you say, that you can look at. Yeah. But to answer your question, I go with a hydrating cream-based cleanser first. So that's my non-negotiable. Now, some people say they're thinking, oh, goodness, no, I need a wash. And psychologically, some of us do need that wash, that kind of real sense of washing the face. Yeah. But the disadvantage of that every morning and every evening can be that you actually take too much of the natural oils away from the skin. Okay. So you are absolutely correct. I love the shoe analogy. I say glasses, coats, whatever you want. But yeah. Yes, the same kind of premise applies. Have a hydrating, creamy base cleanser for your morning and for your evening. They're kind of your 14 times that you use it every week. So you get a lot of use out of it. You don't need to spend a lot of money on that cleanser, to be fair. Everyone's version of affordability will vary, and get some that are from €5 right up to 100 if you want to. So really, wherever you have that money, you can put it into that. And then, yes, so if I'm oily skin, I'll also have a salicylic acid based cleanser. If I'm maybe not oily, but I'm conscious, maybe I'm 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 plus, that means your skin naturally isn't exfoliating at the rate that it once was. Okay. You could bring something in like a glycolic cleanser. So that again is an acid. And the word acid, if overused, can cause irritation. But if used like we're talking about it here now, every second or third night, that's just enough that you're getting that exfoliation without irritating the skin. And again, back to that pacifying cream-based cleanser, you use that first, then you use your acid cleanse, and then you're done. And people think, oh my goodness, that sounds so much. I'm like, if you can put mascara on, which takes a lot longer, I promise you, then cleansing, it's literally a pump into the palm of the hand, usually a wet hand, I always suggest.
Yeah.
And then I always say nipples up, not to cause anybody offense. But if you think about, like, I'm showing off my kind of décolleté area, you're always trying to cleanse everywhere that's exposed, a good 30, 40, 50, 60 seconds, ideally. And then removing it is just as important, particularly when you're putting the acid into the regime. So a face cloth, a mitt, a flannel, whatever you want to call it, just make sure you thoroughly, truly remove it. And then you can go on to hydrate or any, you know, anything else thereafter. But cleansing is degreasing the skin to allow those serums that you probably spend a bit more on to get into the skin. If you don't cleanse and you're spending a lot on serums, you're not going to get the full benefit of a serum.
Definitely. And then the amount of times you need to cleanse, because obviously, like, I love, you know, piling on the makeup, you know, we've Zooms and we've bits and pieces to be doing, and I've mascara and the whole lot. And like, obviously, years ago, we used to use face like, you know, wipes and stuff, and you're wiping and you're wiping and you're wiping. And now we know that they're not necessarily great for your skin. So, I mean, is there, how many times do you need to cleanse to make sure you get everything off, or can you over cleanse?
Yeah, oh my goodness, you can absolutely over cleanse. There's no doubt about it. So there's an amazing facialist of a friend of mine that calls it the epidemic of over exfoliation, which sounds quite dramatic. But there is, since COVID, you mentioned it earlier, skincare as a conversation has just blossomed.
Yeah.
And people are now using acids and retinols and the list is and it's almost too much for the skin. So I love what way you're approaching this. If you want to start with skincare, cleanse first and foremost, maybe consider a hydrating, pacifying kind of cream-based cleanser, like we said. If you feel you're oily, go with salicylic. If you feel that's not really your reality, but you'd like to exfoliate the skin and get that kind of brightness, lactic or glycolic are kind of similar, you can go with that. And then if you, which I have, fallen in love with something like a salicylic or a glycolic or a lactic in the past, if I use that every single night, for the first 4 days, my skin will look beautiful. I will get endless compliments. It'll feel soft. It'll look dewy. But the reality is then my skin, honestly, as an organ, it starts to panic because you, as in I, whoever's using it, takes too much oil from the skin.
Yeah.
And then so your skin sends more oil up saying you need to have oil there. It's naturally there. Look at a baby's skin. It's not that they have oil on it per se, but they just have that, their barrier is intact and they just have the correct level of oil. So we all aspire to have that baby skin. I don't mean wrinkle-free. I just mean the barrier side of it. Although maybe that too. But to answer your question, you can over exfoliate by cleansing too much. You can wash too much. So if you're a gym goer, for example, you get up in the morning, you're out the door in the morning, I would say get up, get out, go do whatever exercise you're doing, if that's your lifestyle, and then come back and cleanse after you've exercised.
Yeah.
Or some of the exercises during the day and you want to have that third cleanse, keep going back to that pacifying cream-based cleanser, because that's your holy grail. That's the one that will do its job, i.e. remove oil, sweat, debris, dust, all the little particles that live in the environment that we don't even see that warrant the need to cleanse. And then, you know, use your active only at night, and every second or third night is the goal. I'm not a big fan of products that suggest you do it every night. I just, as a facialist for 2 decades plus, you start to see the ramifications if you do over exfoliate. So don't fall into that love affair for the first few days. Every second or third night is, I promise you, sufficient.
And then, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because like if you're spending money on something, you don't want to be using it all up in a week or two. When we get on to actives, and I think, you know, there's been so much online about, you know, I suppose The Ordinary came out and you had all these little bottles and you had like, you really needed to research everything. But because it was so affordable, you could have fallen into the trap of, well, I'll try a bit of this and a bit of this and a bit of this and a bit of this. And you were looking at all these little bottles going, okay, I'll put them on my face, but I don't really know what they do. So, I mean, if you do want to step into actives, like I'm in my 30s now, so obviously, you know, I've been trying out retinol and, you know, I've been dipping my toe into it. But, you know, if you asked me maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I would have just said, oh yeah, sure, haven't really a clue. But now that we're getting a little bit more educated, you kind of know that you want to start. So what would be a good way to even try and think about actives?
Fair. So firstly, you're absolutely right. And you know what, one of the main things I was asked over the last few weeks was coming up to Christmas, for example, a lot of TikTok trends are targeted towards your tweens or your early yes. teens. And it's not that they can't use actives, it's that they don't need to yet.
Yeah.
So you and I are both in our 30s. So we're starting to see things change. We're maybe looking at friends or peers that are like 10, 15, 20 years old and saying, do it now. Like you don't want to kind of put the groundwork in. So yes, completely agree that actives are needed. I don't think they're needed for all ages. 25 onwards is perfect. Now, unless you've an acneic prone teenager, they can use something like that salicylic we spoke about earlier, which is yeah. classified as active. Just for the record, active basically means that it's not just based on scent, it's not just based on how it feels on the skin, it actually has the correct level of an ingredient that will truly have an impact on the skin and how it feels and looks and behaves. But going back to it, to be honest, if I may, and this is my own brand for anyone that doesn't know, it's called Skingredients. The whole reason why I created Skingredients was based off listening to tens of thousands of skin nerd clients yeah. and listening to say, I'm so confused. I don't know what to use. I don't. And as you say, like so many products are so affordable that they're almost have so many at home that they're almost contradicting each other. So to be really simplistic, and this is where Skingredients was born from. If you use a hydration cleanser, like we spoke about every morning, every evening, like we said, something with a hyaluronic, which is almost like a drink of water for the skin, that's classified as an active. It's really hydrating, locks in moisture, just gives your skin that kind of dewiness that we all crave. So you don't feel taut and tight when you get out yeah. of the shower. Antioxidants are the underdog of skincare. I always call them like veg for your skin, because yeah. you know when you eat your broccoli or whatever at night and your dinner and you're like, you don't really feel the benefit of it, but you know it's good for you.
Yeah.
Antioxidants, same premise in skincare. Vitamin C is an example of an antioxidant that you hear about all the time in skincare. Great for color, clarity, collagen. Vitamin E is another renowned one. And then it's into the world that you spoke of there. So it's vitamin A. So vitamin A is like the family name for what people often call retinol. So retinol is a form of vitamin A. Why do people talk about it so much, like myself? Why do derms, doctors, nurses talk about it? It is the key ingredient that it doesn't matter of your qualification, doesn't matter what part of the world you live in. There's a common consensus that it's the key ingredient that will truly make a long lasting difference to your skin if your skin can acclimatize to it.
Yeah.
So what will it do? It'll help to tighten pores. They'll never go. We need them. But it'll help to tighten pores. It'll help lines and wrinkles look less. And I'll never say go. It'll help pigmentation, which is kind of discoloration on the face. It'll help redness. It honestly helps nearly every single skin. I don't like calling them woe or concern, but they are. You look in the mirror and you see them. If you really want help with anything like that, vitamin A is the way to go. Now, before we finish off with an SPF, which is a non-negotiable,
yeah.
The reality is retinol is an amazing ingredient, but it can cause irritation. So it's like, I don't know, 2nd of January, I haven't done a lot of exercise over the last few weeks. So I know that I can't just go back out to jogging 10K. Yeah. I have to kind of ease myself back into it. The same applies with retinol. It's something that you apply maybe every second or third night, week one, and then gauge how your skin is. Your skin can become quite dry. Or yeah. over oily. And that's like when you go back to the gym and you're sore again, you know, it's okay. It's like a good pain, yeah. if you will. You have to sometimes go through that in skincare, but doing it slowly and surely is ultimately the goal. And then an SPF, some don't classify it as an active. I'll always bring it into the active conversation yeah. because again, if you're investing in something like your hyaluronic and your antioxidants and your retinols and your vitamin C's, and then you're not shielding against the future, I kind of feel like you're working on the past, but you're not protecting against what's to come. And that's what an SCS role is. And on this island of ours, as it's pitch black outside at whatever time it is, right?
Yeah.
we need our SPF 365 for daylight, not just heated rays. So if I was to bring it back for people, if that sounds daunting, ultimately what you're saying is hydrating cleanser, mm-hmm. hydrating serum, a vitamin A-based serum that you might use every night or every second or third night as you get used to it, and then an SPF. So technically you're talking four products. That's really all you, I don't want to say need, because obviously it's a personal choice, but that's kind of the starter pack. After that, Louise, is when you can go into, do you want spritzes, eye creams, yeah, do you want all the potions and tweak it? But if you get that right first, that's the foundation.
And like, I think it's, you know, it's a great world to explore as well, you know, that you're really, that's why I do the self-care piece, because it gives us a chance to, you know, really relax and mind ourselves, because we are on the go and we are busy. But I just really wanted to get, you know, that knowledge from you as to if people are a little bit bombarded by social media, that they can actually figure out where to start. As of course, you mentioned you've got your own brand as well. And if people want to maybe find out more about what you do, maybe follow you online and check out, you know, all that you have on offer on all of your social media, where is the best place to go?
So thank you so much. So firstly, Skingredients is our own brand, so you can find that on Instagram or wherever you go for your social media. But the whole goal of that is that you're educated. So whenever anybody gets it, whether it's from us or from our stockists across the country, that you learn how to use it properly. Because ultimately, there's no point in having any bottle that you've ever purchased and it just sits in a bathroom press or a cabinet at home.
Yeah.
And then the Skin Nerd is my own brand as well, but it's not, we don't formulate all the products. So we stock 60, 70 different brands. So it's completely unbiased. So I think often what serves people well is going to the Skin Nerd, finding out what's your skin type, what's your skin condition. Let's chat to you about your budget, what's realistic, and let's just bring one product into your life. Let's audit what you're using, and then let somebody, so I have a qualified team of facialists that are always on DM or phone or email, whatever you want to contact us, and just get guidance. Because you're right, even myself in the skincare world, I'm lucky enough to get a lot of products and use products. I have an actual walk-in skincare wardrobe. It's total for problems, but I have to try things, but it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine if you're not in this world every day, you want someone almost like a personal trainer saying, do this, don't do that, do this, don't do that. That's what it all boils down to. But if that isn't for you, ultimately it comes back down to hydrating cleanser, hydrating serum, a form of vitamin A that your skin likes, and then an SPF. And that, take a photograph.
Yeah,
I always say, take a photograph when you start bringing your products in and monitor just for yourself. It's not going to turn into a Tinder profile picture or a WhatsApp profile picture. It's just for you to see that you will really get results. And if you're not, then ask yourself, are they the right products? Are they the right ingredients? Am I using them wisely? So, and you say this is self-care. I couldn't agree more. And the last thing I'll say is the skin is an organ. So I think we often feel, particularly those of us that say maybe are parenting or have a lot of responsibilities, be it overheads or whatever it could be. And you think, oh God, I can't justify spending X on myself.
Yeah.
But I promise you, in years to come, if you feel good in yourself and you take that time for yourself, I mean, there's no crime in that. That's just literally looking after yourself, but also you're looking after an organ. It is an actual organ. It's okay to look after it. It's not, you know, and you can do it affordably for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Jennifer Rock, thank you so, so much for coming on to have a chat to me. It's been an absolute pleasure. I could sit and talk to you for hours and hours and hours. But listen, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And I hope everybody enjoyed that.
Thanks for the opportunity. I do appreciate
Not
it.
Thanks all.
For
having me,
mate. The Hub Self-Care
with Louise Clark
on iRadio.